Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Power we go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast, the slut edition. No, I shouldn't say that. I shouldn't read how you're doing it.
No.
I just love it. Okay.
Oh, hi guys. Hi friends. We're here.
I hate Alexis more than anything on this planet.
I knew they were going to sleep together. I didn't think he was going to make it out that first night alive.
Me either. He was a gentleman more than I thought.
I don't want to say this, but I'm just going to say it. She's a real schmiz. There is a certain type of female, to quote Michael from Love After Lockup, that we all know exists in the world. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I'm a feminist. I'm all for doing your thing. And if you want to sleep with 50 people, do it. However, there's a predatory kind of, I just don't like the energy she's giving.
Vibe.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, she's not even considering that he's in a relationship at all.
Yeah. She says she is.
Zero respect.
Not.
Yeah, fuck that.
Don't break my heart. Well, trust me, he will, honey.
A, you're the first one. You're not the last one. That's what I'll say. I don't think they're going to sail off into the sunset together. And even if they do, it'll be over before you know it. B, she is not of the caliber of
her.
Yes, she is not at even the slightest level of somebody like Erica. So then he's trash for diving so beneath his current situation. It's like,
this is no offense to anyone, but she couldn't even make it as a Hooters girl. She'd have to work at the Tilted Kilt. Okay.
Ooh. Tilted Kilt. Love that. Okay, wait. This is the
no
first
offense to Tilted Kilt women, but it seems like they'll suck your dick in the parking lot. I'm just saying.
Somebody's going to head us up and be like, fuck you, I work at Tilted Kilt.
I mean, it makes me uncomfortable. Like, dad, don't look over. Maybe my dad's penis is hard at the mall.
Okay. We're coming in hot, guys. Okay, first, got a shout out before we really get into it. Thank you to everybody who wrote us a review as a result of Justine ranting about the review we received. Fucking love you guys.
Glad it didn't go the other way.
I am Had Evan. Thank you. Bren R. Woodbear. Love you. Shannon Rush. Love you. Especially since you said best kind of judgmental. Would love it. Ty Carmen. Thank you. We love you guys. And we love that you get us. So we just say thanks. And if you're so inclined, write us a review. And if you want to hate, feel free, but Justine will come for your ass. So be prepared.
That one just really ticked me off.
No, me too.
Yeah.
I when I read it, I was like, I hope
I
Justine
understand
hasn't
that everyone's going to like us. It's part of the gig.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. But yeah, sometimes
it's a certain type of energy.
Catch me in the right day. Yeah.
But it's also a certain type of energy to put that into the universe and take time to write. Like, just, like you said, like, what's the point?
But it's not true. I'm not forcing you to freaking buy Patreon.
Right. Okay. So yes, thank you everyone. Feel free, write us a review if you're so inclined. But let's get back into it. Had to shout you guys out because we love you so much.
Yes, thank you so much. We truly, truly appreciate it. It makes us really happy. And it helps us. It'll help us grow.
Absolutely. Two general comments. One, I think this is one of the best theme songs in television.
I thought you were going to say that. You ain't never get me back. I sing it in my head all the time.
Yeah, it's great.
You ain't never let me down.
So good.
I love it so much.
Right?
Oh.
Yeah, it's like
almost
a,
Vanderpump,
it's
but better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
you
I
ain't never get me.
No,
I love it so much.
It's great. Secondly,
seems like you should be having sex to it. It makes it's such a link to the temptation.
Yeah,
they should be blasting it like Guantanamo Bay on the island the entire time.
That's hilarious. They should. Second general overall point, ever since you've pointed out the puka shell necklaces, they're just so big.
It ruins,
and it's
the
like,
show.
This can't be the best option. What are the women wearing? Because they don't have this shit. So why the massive? It's just like too much.
It makes them look
ridiculous.
Really unattractive to me. I would get off the island because of it. Number two, we just talked Floribama Shore on our Patreon, and one of the guys came out buck naked in a Speedo, had his mic on, didn't offend me.
Right.
I understand there's mics.
Right. I agree. Yeah. It's like, come on. That's,
we don't need
that's
puka
the part
shells.
You're hiding from us. I know. Because I think it makes people look nuts. Like, Shaquille this episode was wackadoo to me. Like, he's a weird
guy.
And
the puka makes him look even more nuts.
Exactly. But, like, then when you see them, like, especially him because he's so dark and then he has a puka shell. Like, he just looks insane to me. It's like,
I'm glad he apologized.
Yeah. He's
to Erica.
His energy is a little hot.
Erica shouldn't touch. You shouldn't even touch anybody like that, but. Not like that. Not that she did anything wrong, but
she got involved in a situation.
You just
that
can't touch people that you don't really know.
Right. And it just wasn't. Why was she involved in that? It had nothing to do with her. I don't know. It's like she just
was surprised.
Like, yeah, she
that
came
she
in hot.
Did that.
Yeah, me
and
too.
She's, it seemed out of character.
Yes. To me, the like, so back to the Lexi shit, the kind of stuff that bothers me, right, is like when.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, time to take in some of this dessert. Like when they're on the thing and she's like, I take the dark chocolate all the time. It's like shit like that where it's like, you're so overtly over the top. Like it's not even, there's not even a layer of respect to this situation. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
It's like, it's just so dirty.
It is.
I don't like
she it. She just is the, I'm going to say she's the type of woman I worry about. I don't know. Mm-hmm. She's seductive. She's gorgeous. She's not ugly. You know, she's gorgeous. She's, all men fall for that bleach blonde bullshit hair. Ugh. And tits and the shirt with the, you know, and she's put there to do exactly what she's doing.
Yeah,
but
right.
I couldn't do it.
No. And like when she's like, you know, I have now what I've always dreamt about, but like never with like a hot guy like Kendall. It's like, what? What planet are you living on? I don't know.
I guess it feels fake because Kendall's not hot.
No. And I
looks like Roger from Sister Sister.
And I just think there's a he does Roger from Sisters. I just think there's a dirty quality to the way he's going about this that's just so disrespectful. Like when he's like, I'm full blown single, like I'm full, it's like, no, you're not, because then you'd be in the chick's villa as one of the single dudes. Like you're not
fucked her the first night.
Right. Like shut up. So I think Erica, though, the way she pretty much was like, fuck it, I'm over it, right? When she saw it at the bonfire, she was like, okay, cool.
She sold me, but hopefully she stays that way when she leaves.
I hope she will.
I think she will.
Because that's, you know, all the other chicks, while they're seeing some shit, they're not seeing anything like that. And you can even see the other guys are like, whoa, like he has no respect.
I loved Corey's reaction when they made out. He's like, shit's getting real.
Yep. I think Corey is a stand-up guy.
He's adorable. Yeah. He's my favorite. I like him and Jason Momoa. Don't know what Jason's name is.
Jason Momoa.
Poor man's Jason Momoa, the little
Julian.
Bulky guy. Julian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I like how even when Kristen saw that footage of him talking to the chick, she's like, it seems fine. He's just having a conversation with a woman. Like, it's like, you know, I feel like that's fine. I don't think that's an emotional affair. Like he literally said, like, you remind me of your girlfriend. It wasn't like creepy.
If anything,
you know?
It's an insult to the girl he's talking to that he can't stop thinking about Kristen.
Right.
And I honestly think this could help their relationship.
Yeah, I think it could too. I think you're right. I think
it's
they
rare,
may make it out.
But
I think Chelsea and Tom, there's no way.
No, He's a weirdo. He seems like a weird gynecologist who got into the business because he loved eating grapefruit as a kid. I don't like him.
And you notice all the guys are like, I love those two. They show those two random guys that were like the ones kind of stirring shit up outside that like we've never seen before. And it's like, it's funny to me that there's like all of these people on the show who are just probably just getting fucked up on free booze on vacation. And like, we'll go home in 2 weeks.
That's
and,
the
like,
way to do it.
Right. Cause they were like, oh yeah, fuck him. He's full of shit. Fake as fuck, whatever. Like, and they're just having a good time, you know,
with this show. I thought they were there for 4 days. When she said 2 weeks, they're not filming it correctly for us to be fully invested.
Meaning,
like, I felt like it was more. 4 days. It should be longer. And I don't know. I guess 2 weeks flew by.
Yeah.
But I guess it's been four episodes,
2 weeks. Yeah.
I guess that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But 2 weeks seems like the whole show should last 2 weeks. I mean, that's a long time to be on this island with people.
Yeah. I don't know.
Day in and day out, not leaving. It's like quarantining with these people. It equals 6 months.
That's a lot. I just love the like randoms in the background.
I can't keep them straight.
Oh no, me either. They need to be. I agree with you. The singles, we need to see their name every time they appear on the screen.
Yeah,
because I couldn't tell you the chick Corey's talking to. You couldn't pay me to name her. No idea. No. Julian couldn't name that chick.
I couldn't even think of Julian's name. He's the main character. They're all faceless people.
Oh, God.
Like, they put them on a cruise ship and they all probably think the earth is flat anyway. Bunch of idiots. They're all dumb.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah. I'm
like, oh, we can have a deep conversation. Would she ask your dad's name? It's such a joke. What's the deep conversation?
It's very Bachelor level. Like, you know, they're like, we're really growing closer together today. We went up, went ATVing and rolled over and had a real moment. You know, it's like these
that
magical
gives me PTSD
experiences
from flipping my mom's car.
God, no,
that's not fun.
Sketch.
I would love to four wheel like that, but I don't want to flip.
Oh, got to shout out the host yet again. The therapy scene with Kristen where he's like talking to her about pain and caring. Like, I think he's just great. I love him.
He was good at the bonfire.
Yeah, he's great at the bonfires. I think he's
his eyes
excellent...
are a little too open for me, but he is
open. Like he's staring good into your like eyes. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I know what you mean. There's pain, you know. But he's okay.
God. Now that you've noticed that, now you've pointed that out to me, it's gonna really drive me up the wall. I know what you mean.
Like I would not be shocked if he was
blue.
Coked out. Yeah.
Okay. He doesn't give me coke energy. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know who the hell he is. I need to watch him
study him a little bit more.
Or just in the wild, like go into Rite Aid and see how he talks to people.
Wild. I did like the way Chelsea dealt with the Blake dude, the dentist. I actually thought she was good there, like kind of like you're fake.
Where did that come from?
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody got in her ear.
And it's like, who's Blake? I have no clue. And they're freaking out, making it a main thing. You're like, what? They need to explain this more.
You're like, I need a backstory.
Unless I'm just losing it.
Oh, well, you kind of are. I mean, they went on the first two dates together.
Oh, they did? See, I don't even remember. They got to make me care more. I don't like Chelsea. She bugs me.
She seemed wasted at the party they had, like where she's like twerking on the guy and like very drunk.
I
like
that.
That too. The parties that these people have, like the chicks all making out in front of Kendall, like where they're all like, and it's like, what is this? Are you adults?
Kendall doesn't deserve that.
No, absolutely not. And his face too was like so smug and just
so pervert.
They should have showed that to perverts. Erica too.
Yeah. And just them banging under the blanket and they're letting her hear the noises. I would take my mic off and leave.
I just loved the way when she was like, it's a toxic relationship. Now, if I want to do something, I'll do it. He'll have to deal with my dad. Like she was like, whatever the fuck.
Deal with my dad. What are you, 15?
I know.
My dad's going to be mad. It's like,
I think your dad may already be mad that you guys are just on this show. I don't know.
And the poor thing, he cheated on her.
Yeah. And she said she'd never said it aloud before. That's crazy. It's like he's so manipulative and just like a dirty dude.
And these men know how to pick sweet women.
Yeah, I know.
And she's gorgeous.
Beautiful. Her hair, the first scene we saw her, hair was curly, like natural, and just like she is beautiful. Like a 10 to me.
Love
and
it.
She just
oh,
seems
she's
sweet.
So gorgeous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a damn shame that she was ever put in this relationship.
She's my favorite girl.
Yeah, me too, by far.
I hate Corey's girlfriend. I don't her.
Yeah. No, I don't,
I don't want to watch you play soccer.
Also, her, like when she's like, you know, I just think Shaquille's catching feeling. Like the way she talks is very like, I don't know, dismissive and like pompous. And I just, yeah, I don't like her. Yeah, when she was holding that soccer ball, it was like she was just itching. Ugh. Couldn't wait.
And I saw her kick it at the golf mm-hmm. course or something. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, Mia Hamm. Now,
Mia Hamm. But a nice aged reference.
I think she's from Rochester. Okay. I really don't. The only girl I root for is Erica. I can't even think of the other girls. Kristen,
I'm kind of
okay,
rooting for.
But she doesn't seem nice.
No, not necessarily. But I would like to see what comes for her. I'm intrigued by her.
I hope she. I think
because I would be happy if she gives up and they're together. Like if she lets this shit go and they're together, because I think it would be okay.
I think
he's a terrible guy. I really don't.
No, and it makes me. It gives faith that maybe men. When you're together that young,
yeah,
it's only human for a man. It's probably good for a man to taste some other fruit so that they know. And when it seemed like they were together making out in eighth grade in the hallway, you always see those kids. Remember those weirdos that are dating so exclusive when they're in ninth grade?
Young. Yes.
And the best advice is don't have a serious relationship
until you're like 25. I know, seriously.
If you're 45, until you're dead. I don't know.
I don't know. I think they'll be okay, but the thing about this show is in 3 weeks, we could be completely wrong. You know?
These guys are getting really angry with the F words and with Chelsea. They're very. She must be giving off some pheromones because mm-hmm. they're in heat for her.
Yeah, it's weird. Very angry.
A little fat ass, I think.
It's also, it's just, you know, it's a small pot. There's four girls.
Right.
So it's like, what are you going
to
do?
It almost makes me unnerved to have these women, four women. It's nice, but it just scares me because men just scare me. And sometimes if you don't try, you just never know what can happen. I don't know.
What do you mean? Gangbang?
No, it's just like, they're just, it feels like they're all little Simba and the four girls are Simba and all the
Everybody's
men are the hyenas and they're like,
yeah, it's very predatory. Yeah.
Yeah.
And same on the flip side's true as well. The women are.
But I don't worry about men.
Oh yeah. No, I don't either. But I don't
except for Corey. Corey looks like.
Yeah. Corey, you got to look out for. Yep. Absolutely.
A little too soft.
Also, the chick Tom is talking to, Sophia, the one from Miami, 22. And she's like, he needs a woman like me. It's like, you're not a woman. You're 22. You're a child.
You can just drink.
Terrible, but you're a young adult. Now I consider 22 a young adult.
36. I'm 36.
Don't put me there.
To disclose.
You. I'm 35.
But
I'm okay.
Yeah, 22 is so young.
So young. And you should not be trying to be locked down with a man much older than you. It's just not.
You're driving less than a decade.
Right. God, great point. Yeah. Too young. All right. What else before we share our Casey combo?
I got really nothing. Tula. She's not one of the. I wrote down Tula is pretty. I don't know if you caught her. She started the talent contest.
Yes, I thought the same. I thought she was gorgeous. It's like, why aren't
we
seeing
her? Some of these singles are really pretty.
I know. And they're on the
low.
There's
another blonde girl that looked like Chrissy Brinkley in the back. And I'm like,
yes, I saw her as well.
Come on now.
I know.
Get more guys in then. What are you wasting all these people's time for?
I guess that's part of it. Eventually, they start eliminating them, right?
Yeah, they should early. They should do it faster.
Yeah, they should. I agree. There should already be three people gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
And they need to... The bonfire could be different. I think maybe they should have the men sitting there while they watch.
Oh.
A little juicier.
Yeah. That might.
And then
be
let them talk after each bonfire, cuss each other out. And Erica gets to
smack. Now we're moving into like VH1 territory.
Yeah.
Or
or WeTV actually.
Yeah. But right. Tommy, Blake, I can't tell you apart, any of you.
No, me either.
Somebody's got tattoos. People are probably like, why the fuck you have a podcast if you know who these people are? Well, I'm sorry. I don't know.
I can't. I'm sorry, guys. I wish we knew everybody's name, but.
Nicole.
Oh, got so much hours.
Whatever that girl flipping around and like doing the WAP dance with her vagina lips hanging out in the shorts.
Yeah, see, I don't even know who that
is. Did you see the girl trying to lick her elbow? I tried to do that. It is.
Oh,
hard.
I can do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't get it.
Oh, okay. You're like Dorian.
I can't.
I had him try.
Oh, Dorian tried to?
Yeah,
I love you.
It. Yeah. All right. Well, and we will be back next week. We also have Rick joining us later in the season, which we're excited for. So we'll be back before we know it. A guy who played it right will be back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.